I grew up in Philadelphia, so that was, you know, having all the nightlife in the city and the traffic. Moving to Great Falls was a big change. One thing I realized after a couple months of living there, that I didn't hear traffic reports in the morning. It shocked me. And then moving from Great Falls to Sunburst was a big change. The biggest change is the fact that I can't order pizza. I wanted to order pizza.
Ooh, that'd be
so
tough.
I have to become, yeah, I become a better chef.
And this time of year, especially what, week and a half ago or so, boy, it's got to be cold and windy.
It is very cold and very windy up here.
And that, in a way, is kind of connected to what we're talking about today. And I've heard about these alkali flats that apparently are kind of troublesome. What are these alkali flats?
Up here, and there's various places around the state. I think Billings has some of the same situations. But what happens is that alkali, which is a salt, somehow leaches through the ground and basically takes over an area. So we have an area up here that the alkali, the salt, has leached up through the ground and covers stretches of area. When it rains or when water covers the area, it's fine. But when the water evaporates, and this is what we're going to be finding out, in these areas, does the water go back into the ground? Does it seep back into the ground? Or is it just evaporating through, you know, the water cycle through evaporation and leaving behind the minerals? So that's what we need to find out. But we have big stretches of area that when the water evaporates, basically what you have left is a fine dust of salt, these minerals left on the ground. And it's fine unless the wind starts blowing. When the wind starts blowing, which is a very common occurrence up here, the alkali, which is now a fine, dusty particles, start blowing with it. And with the winds and the way they blow off the Rockies, we have what you would consider in a snow whiteout condition. We've all driven in those in Montana. But it's worse than a snowstorm because if it gets in your mouth, you can't breathe either. So it's kind of dangerous on that for rescue workers and people that have to come if there is an accident. The other problem with the alkali is, as I said, it takes over the area. So agriculture is huge for all of us in Montana. So farmers are constantly battling this problem in their fields. So it really can be an issue.
And it's led also to some terrible automobile accidents that have hit very close to home for your district.
Yeah, it was pretty sad last May. The winds were blowing, and just remember being up on the football field and looking down over the highway, and it's like you could see it. It's just really weird. Later that afternoon, because of these whiteout conditions and where we are so close to the Port of Sweetgrass and the Highway 15 that runs through, we have just a multitude of cars and trucks, 18-wheelers that come into the country through that port. And unfortunately, on that day in May, it was one of those days, and our speech pathologist was driving home from school that day, and unfortunately, there was a large chain reaction car accident in which, unfortunately, she had passed away during that time. I believe she ran into a truck that had stopped, and then it was just a chain reaction of car accidents. And then, as I was talking about, the rescue workers that came up to take care of the accident were in accidents. Our golf team, four of our high school boys and the assistant golf coach was in the accident. And I mean, thank God nothing major happened in that situation. I mean, the boys were hurt. The car was destroyed. And it was a horrible day for Sunburst. And that is what got me thinking when we got to this Samsung technology solve for tomorrow contest, that day stuck in my mind.
Your superintendent announced that Samsung was going to come in with this technology grant competition. It's called Solve for Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You, Ms. Block, you put two and two together and said maybe something can happen here.
Right. Kim Clark, the superintendent, she sent out the email to the staff saying, hey, here's a STEM contest. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math, something that I have been involved in trying to bring to any of my students in any of the classes. You know, how do we bring science, technology, engineering, and math to the students? And what Samsung put out is, how can you interest your students? How are you going to engage your students in the STEM process? And so in thinking about what happened in May and thinking about the agricultural situation up here, I just thought, well, I know what would really engage these kids and, you know, give them an opportunity to make a difference and solve a problem. And so I wrote about that. I had to answer three questions. You know, how would you engage the kids? What community problem could you solve? And what are your technology needs? So in 100 words or less, for each of those three questions, I put together a plan that would engage the kids in using science, in using technology, in using engineering and math, and the community problem we could solve. That was in September, the end of September. And then in November, we were notified that we were one of the top five in the state for the contest. From that day, November 5th, I had to write a three-page lesson plan on what activities the kids would do to complete this project. You know, it's always a team effort in utilizing the eighth grade and the seventh grade and the fifth grade teachers, and I'm putting my lesson plan together and asking everyone to look at it and see what they thought, and I submitted it. And I think December 6th or 7th, we were notified that we were the state winner for the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow contest.
Wow. You used the phrase, make a difference, solve a problem. So what is the plan? How can kids get involved in this? This sounds like heavy-duty problem solving.
It is, and it is going to be it's going to be exciting, it's going to be challenging, it's going to be frustrating, but our first steps is, and we are really excited. We have been in contact with our local water and soil experts. We're in contact with our county experts. We are talking to seismographic companies that have been working out here. So we are lining up all of these wonderful experts to come in and work with the kids and talk about the geology of the area first, and figure out why we have this alkali problem that we have. From that, the kids are going to be studying and creating topographic maps. And from those topographic maps, the kids are going to, this is going to be probably the most challenging part, is making models, scale models from the topographic maps to recreate the alkali flat area. We are going to recreate with models the alkali flat, and then the kids are going to start applying solutions that they have come up with. And those solutions are going to be anywhere from different plants they've learned from the salinity expert that the kids are going to talk to that might be able to grow there, to somehow trying to keep the area wet all the time. Is that going to work? There's just so many variables that the kids will be working with to try to come up with a solution. And it's going to be a trial and error. It's going to be a lot of trial and error. And that's what science, that's what investigation is all about. From that point, you know, hopefully we'll come up with a suggestion or solution, present it to the town council, then we're going to present it to the county commissioners, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can make a difference.
What an opportunity here. This $20,000, what does it mean to, and last question, what does this mean to Sunburst Middle School's technology infrastructure?
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. It means more technology in the hands of the kids. The latest, the greatest, more technology. So we have technology where a class at a time can use it, but this might mean that every student can have hands-on technology at any time. That's really exciting. Not only do we get to possibly solve a problem, but we possibly will be able to get even more technology. So it's just a win-win.
Kim Block, Sunburst Middle School's gifted and talented education teacher. Congratulations. Good work. And keep us posted on how this goes, would you?
Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you very much.